It's time for Money for Lunch, where we feed your brain and your business with supersized portions of business and financial news. Now your host, Bert Martinez.
So good to have you guys back. I'm excited. My first guest today, Dr. Linda McCarthy. She's one of our regular contributors. And Dr. Linda McCarthy is, I enjoy her so much simply because we are somewhat kindred spirits, if you will. We both believe that it's all about how we think, feel, right? It's all about that. And it sounds, I know, for a lot of people, a little emotional, a little squishy, but it's true because how you feel is more important than what you know. For example, you know that smoking cigarettes, overeating is bad. Why do we do it? Because it makes us feel so good, baby. Anyway, Dr. Linda McCarthy has a PhD in metaphysical counseling and is a board-certified life strategies coach with the American Association of Drugless Practitioners. She is a member of the American Holistic Medical Association and a co-author of the number one best-selling book, The Wellness Code. Linda is an inspirational speaker, featured contributor to online magazines, and winner of the Editor's Choice Award for The Wellness Code. As a life makeover expert, her passion is to show her clients how their thoughts, feelings, and emotions have a profound effect on their body, mind, and spirit. Linda is located in sunny Scottsdale, Arizona, but works with clients all over. Linda McCarthy, welcome to Money for Lunch.
Thank you so much. Happy Tuesday, everyone, from soggy Scottsdale, Arizona, actually. But normally
well, you know,
we're sunny. So.
Out of the 360 days of sunshine or whatever it is, it's nice to have a couple of wet days, right?
You know, it is. When it's cloudy, I'm like, oh, I have to go outside. This is amazing.
I know. Anyplace else, people go, oh, it's cloudy. But in Arizona, we all go, oh, right, it's cloudy.
Right, exactly. I forgot what clouds look like. This is fantastic. Yes.
I know. All right, let's talk about this. Last time you were on the show, we talked about others sabotaging our life.
Mm-hmm.
But do a lot of people unknowingly sabotage their own life? Let's talk about this.
You know, I had so many people ask me after the show last week, you know, well, how do I know if I'm sabotaging my own life? So at the end of the show today, I have a little quiz that'll help people to identify the ways in which we all sabotage ourselves. So if you have a chance, grab some paper and a pen, and you can answer the questions when you have a little time to really think them through. Okay, so sabotaging ourselves. I think the archetype of the saboteur is probably one of the more challenging ones because it's incredibly difficult for us to accept that we betray ourselves. And when I talk about an archetype, I really am just referring to a template of a persona, like the brave hero, the wicked queen, the beautiful princess. These are all just templates.
Right.
And Carolyn Mace, she's an expert in this subject, and she said we share four basic archetypes. One is the child. And you and I could just do a whole show on the child. The victim, we talked about the victim a little bit before.
Right.
The saboteur, which we're going to talk about today, and the prostitute. And by that, I mean we prostitute ourselves when we compromise our morals and our values for financial gain. And this could mean staying in a marriage or a job that endangers our well-being strictly for financial reasons, even though we're unhappy. So when I show a client that they're sabotaging themselves, their first instinct is to deny it. Absolutely not. I don't do that. Because nobody wants to think that they're consciously hurting themselves. So what we do is we figure out where the feelings of undermining begin because it's an unconscious behavior and we need to change the programming. So one of the techniques I use is muscle testing. It's also known as applied kinesiology. I'm sure you're probably very familiar with it, Bert. And it was introduced, I guess, like 30 years ago, I think, by Dr. Goodhart. And what it does is it communicates between the conscious and subconscious mind to discover self-sabotaging behavior. So if there is a conflict, it'll show up as a weakened muscle response. And if I'm doing a phone consult, I give clients resources that are easily available to teach them this powerful technique. Because by doing this, then you can unravel your story and learn how to rewrite a new one, but consciously.
Now, walk me through this. When you say consciously, obviously that implies that we do a lot of stuff unconsciously, right?
Yes. About 95% of our day is actually run by our subconscious mind.
Gotcha.
So you,
you know, what I find interesting about that is I think everybody can relate to that, because how many of us have literally subconsciously driven home, and all of a sudden you snap out of whatever trance you're in and you realize you passed up your exit?
I was just actually going to use that example. That is a perfect example. We've all done that. It's like, how did I get here? Like, you just zone out. We call it zoning out, you know?
Right.
But that's what we do. We're operating with, and it isn't a bad thing. I mean, otherwise we'd have to learn how to get up every day and how to brush our teeth. It isn't a bad thing. It's only when there's a negative attachment to it.
Well, let me ask you this. Why is it so easy to sabotage ourselves without even realizing it?
You know, Dr. Bruce Lipton's written several books on subconscious behaviors. And one of the things that he said was the subconscious mind is a powerful information processor. And I love that, because what it does is it records experiences, but it plays them back forever. And it's estimated that the larger brain mass is devoted to the subconscious mind. Again, 95% of our day is run by our subconscious mind. And what it does is it interprets and responds to 40 million nerve impulses a second. Now, in contrast, the conscious mind, or the prefrontal cortex, only processes around 40 nerve impulses per second. Who do you think is going to win that battle? So what it means is that the subconscious mind is about a million times more powerful than the self-conscious mind. So anything that you've heard as a child, you know, you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, you're not pretty enough, that all gets stored in our subconscious mind, but it can be retrieved in an instant. Remember I talked about prior to around the age of 7, children are literally in a theta state, a trance, and all they're doing is downloading information from their environment. So that could be their friends, their family, their parents. And their little neocortex at that age has no ability to filter the input. So everything that's downloaded becomes a lifelong imprint on their subconscious mind. And any experience that then we have as an adult, we go directly to the file. So think of your subconscious mind as like a filing system. So we go right to our subconscious, we retrieve it, and then we apply that to any situation that we're dealing with at the time. And if an experience is negative and we pull it from our subconscious mind, fear is usually what immediately sets in. And I look at it like this. I look at it as our conscious mind has been hijacked and we're being held hostage, except it's by somebody else's story. It isn't our story.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, it does. And, you know, what I'm reading into this, too, that even if it is our story to an extent, let's say we've had a horrible experience, that we can consciously rewrite that story, can't we?
Yes, absolutely. There are a number of ways to do that. That would be a whole other show, but yes, absolutely.
Another show?
Well, there's a lot of different ways to do it.
So let me ask you this. How can we recognize when we are sabotaging ourselves? And then is there anything positive about the saboteur archetype you're talking about?
You know, I think the most challenging aspect is really to recognize the behavior without feeling guilty or blaming anybody else. So here's 7 questions, and you can write them down and then answer them later when you really have time to think about it. The first one is, what fear or fears have the most authority over me? So list the top 3, because these are your foundational fears. And once they're conquered, the others will start falling as well. Number 2, what happens when a fear overtakes me? So, you know, does it make you silent? Do you run away? Do you act out? Do you face it head on? How do you deal with the fear? Number 3, do I allow people to speak for me? Now, this is important because it's a close relative to the victim archetype. So if I don't speak up, then I don't have to take responsibility for the outcome. But most of the time, the outcome isn't what you wanted. So that's where the saboteur comes in.
So number four. So back up. Number three was what again? Mm-hmm. Do I allow other
number
people?
Number three is, do I allow people to speak for me?
Gotcha.
Do I allow people to speak on my behalf?
Right.
So number four is, do I agree to some things out of fear that I would otherwise not agree to? You know, I had a friend who was telling me, like, I hate family reunions. But she had to go to one because her parents wanted her to go. Well, the night before, she comes down with 102 fever, a headache, nausea. She couldn't go. The next day, I called her after everybody had left. I said, how are you feeling? She said, you know, I must have had like a 12-hour virus or something. Gone. I feel great. I don't think that was a coincidence.
Right.
Well, you know what, and I think that probably all of us agree to some things out of fear, right? I mean,
right.
Your boss does something that maybe doesn't mesh with you. And
sure.
Go ahead.
But right. But, I mean, why is it okay for others to dictate what we should or shouldn't do, and it's not okay for us to accept a decline? So we just need to learn, you know, pick your battles. Obviously, pick your battles, but don't be afraid. Number five, have I let creative opportunities pass me by? I can relate to this one because I was fearful at one point of not being well-versed enough to talk to a group of doctors. I thought they'd judge me. So I double-booked, and then I had to decline the invitation. I sabotaged myself.
Interesting.
Number six, am I aware when I'm sabotaging myself? Awareness is the key, no judgment. Because just by being aware, that's the first step in changing the behavior. And last but not least, am I able to recognize the saboteur in others but not in myself? Because so many people have advice of what other people should or shouldn't do. And here's the reality. Our family and friends are nothing more than a reflection to us of both the light and the shadow side, and we need to acknowledge it and embrace it. Because by doing this, we learn to understand the ways in which we unconsciously undermine our own lives. I look at everybody that comes into my life as a teacher. And the thing is, once you make the saboteur your friend, it'll get your attention. It'll
right.
warn you when you're in danger of being sabotaged or sabotaging yourself. And by doing this, you'll learn to recognize the signs so you won't allow it to happen again.
You know, it reminds me of what Oprah Winfrey said. If you spot it, you got it.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. So you can make the saboteur your friend. But we all have that archetype, every single one of us.
I love it. Hey, Linda, we're out of time. So if people want to check you out, they can go to your website, newdirectioncoaching.com, newdirectioncoaching.com. And there's resources there that they can find. To get to know you better?
Absolutely. Yes, there's a resources page, there's a media page, so you can listen to some of the past shows and get a lot more information there.
I love it. Dr. Linda McCarthy, everybody, check her out at newdirectioncoaching.com. As always, Dr. Linda, thank you so much for stopping by and sharing.
Thank you.
Great stuff there from Dr. Linda McCarthy at newdirectioncoaching.com. 7 little questions to ask yourself. Can you spot what you got? Guys, that's it. That wraps it up. Good show today. As always, we're extremely grateful that you share your time with us every day.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch. And check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.